We are on Daf, Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, the second Shura of the Yomid, Mois Yumas Amaka. This is speaking about a Ritzayah, so it says, a Kefal Aloshan, Ainli Ela Bemisa Haksuva Boy, Minayim Shim Ayiata Yochel Amisa Bemisa Haksuva Boy, Shata Reshoi Lamisa Bechol Misa Shata Yochel Hamisa. Talmud Loima Mois Yumos Mikol Mokim. Tarashi says, She'im Iyata Yochel Amisa Bemisa Aksuva Boy Bahainu Sayyids, Aritzeich is Chayev Besayyid. Kagoin, why can you kill him Besayyid? Kagoin Shohoyo Besvine Obeireyach. He was in a ship, he's running away, I can't kill him besides. Vata yochel lizrek boi chetz, oyle toivoy, which is a different mise. So mamela we have a posik that, shata reshoi la misa, ibachol misa, shata yochel la misa. That we learn out from the kefal aloshen, from mois yumos mikol mokim. Hake sake, this is Bayira Nidachas. Ainli Elo Bako Aksuva Ben, Minayim Shiato Yochel Hamison Bako Aksuva Behem, Shata Reshoi La Kaison Bechol Ako Shata Yochel, Talmud Loima Hake Sake Mikol Moke. So Rashi says, Hake Sake, this is speaking about Beir HaNidachas, so here, by two Mrs. Besdin, there's a loche that Yochel Amisai Bechol Akoshata Yochel. Hoshev Toshiv. Now this posik is speaking about to be Machzer Amashkin. And again we have here a Kefal Alosh. Hainli Elosh Amashkinoi Bershus Bezden. That the Shliach Bezden went and took the mashkin, and now there's a din hoshiv toshiv mashkinoi shaloi bershus bezin minaye tamaloima hoshiv toshiv mikol mokim. Let us see Rashi. Ainli ela shemashkinoi bershus bezin. Now, what is the case of mashkinoi bershus bezin? The tzoak olav bedin. He slept him. This is speaking about a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. That means that the loive had made up with the malve that after 40 days, the chayv will be paid up. 40 days pass by, and the loive is not paying up the chayv. So the malve comes to Bezdin and complains that it was supposed to pay up. So the tzoak olav bedin v'sholchu shlucham litvois metaltalov. So Bezdin sends a shliach Bezdin to be taifis metaltalov, and the kro da shavus avoid olei ksid. The posik of a shavus avoid that is a din ksus yoyim achzire b'yoyim ksus laila achzire b'laila. So that posik is speaking about a case that Bezdin sent a shliach to be memashkin the loive. V'chsiv la'el minei b'chutz tamoid v'ho'ish v'mrine le'kamon b'perik ha'mekabel b'shliach Bezdin ha'kosov medaber. The ish is going on the shliach Bezdin. The shliach Bezdin is not permitted to enter the bias, the reshus of the loive, bachutz tamoy, and the shlich bezin takes a mashkin, and the loive is mitzi a mashkin for the shlich bezin. So, here there's a posik that hoshiv toshiv, you should return it, exus yoim bayoim, we'll see there's another posik, by exus lailo, So these psukim are this pasuk is speaking about that it was a mashkin that was taken b'shus bezin, and now there are chiyuve yashove that the malve is mechuyev to return to the loive, the mashkin, in certain zmanim when the loive needs it, and then he takes it back when the loive does not need it. So this pasuk is speaking about mashkenai bushus, and that's the pashtei dekor. What is the kefal aloshen toshiv that mashkenai shaloi bushus bezn? That means that the malve went and took a mashken shaloi bushus. He wasn't allowed to do it. Leisavi al beisei lavit avoita. He's not allowed to do it. He did it. So now I have a Gilui Akro as Toshiv is also, Rashi says, Shalei Bishus Bezen Minayim, the Tzorech HaShoveh. Now we have to understand, why do I need a posik to tell me that Shalei Bishus Bezen, you need a Shoveh? I mean, why is Shalei Bishus Bezen better than Bishus Bezen? B'shus bezin, you have to return it when the loiva needs it. Yishaloi b'shus bezin, mehechi teisi, you shouldn't need hashava. So b'emesin, the shita mekabetzis is mavaya, that b'emesin, there's a gemore in Tmure that brings down a machloikis, abaye v'rove, yovid mahani, yovid loy mahani. That means, the Pesach says, Leisovei albeisei lavei tavoit. It is a lavei, not allowed to go and take a mashkin. Now, what is if a person was over on this lavei? He went and he took a mashkin. Does he get schusei mashkin? Does he get kinyone mashkin? Yes or no? So, Rava holds, yovit loy mahani. That means the Torah says, Leisovei, you're not allowed to go in to take a mashkin. You can't acquire schusei mashkin. So according to Rove, so Be'emes and the Chiddush of the Posek is, I would think, he Yovid Loi Mahani. That means that you went in, you took a mashkin and shulled it. You have to go and give it back. He Yovid Loi Mahani. That is a din hashove, belexus yoim yemei shabayoim, and shulled it. You give it back, period. You have no right to take it. And so Be'emes in the Posik of Ashove is telling us Amayu the Kechidish. Today we say Yovid Mahani. That Lamaisi, he gets a Kenyan Mashkin, even though he wasn't allowed to do it. And now he has the Seder of a Mashkinai Bushus that there's Dinei Hashove. That is one Mahalach. If you hold the Yovid Loi Mahani. Now, if you hold Yovid Mahani, Abaya holds Yovid Mahani. So, Be'emesin, so, what is the Pasuk telling us? So, the Rabbi Yonasan and the Shita says, the Pasuk is telling us also a Chiddush. That means like this, that by a Mashkin Bershus, that Bezdin was the one that took the mashkin from the loive. So fine. So the loive knows there's no monkey business. That means Bezdin says he has to give a mashkin to the malve. So there's a kula that when the loive needs it, like susyaim, the malve gives it back to him. But when it comes Lila, and the malve is knocking on the door, the loiva doesn't have the audacity to say, I don't know where it is, I don't know who you are. The loiva knows Bezin took a mashkin from him, he has to return it. So there won't be any problems. Since the loiva knows that the malva was entitled to take the mashkin, and this was a chesed that we give to him, so when it comes Laila, he'll give it back readily, knowing or else get in trouble with Bezin. But if a person was mashkenai shaloi b'shus, so he's a shegis. Good, he ovid mahani. Fine, he ovid mahani. So he got a kinya mashken. But then in Aizen Elach Yid, Hashem, Yoim by Yoim, who returned the Mashkin to the Loivet. He comes back at night, so the Loivet says, last time you chapped the Mashkin. I won't let you have the mashkin anymore. Guten Tag, you have no right to take it. So I would think there's no din hashoveh because the malva container, the loive will not be too cooperative. Good, I did an avla, but the Teretz says, no, listen, you give back, and you have a chiyuv to give back, and let's hope for the best. If he's not cooperative, then go to Bezin. Babal Kaponim, you're mechuyev to return the mashkin, even though you took it shaloi bershus, you got kinyoni mashkin, but you have also the chiyuve yashav of a mashkin. That is one pasuk. Then it says, chavel tachbel, it's also speaking about a mashkin, ein li yosha mashkinoi bershus, mashkinoi shaloi bershus minayim. Also, the Pasuk is speaking about Dinei Hashava, Talmud Lema Chavul Tachbel Mikol Bokim. So the Gemara says, Ask Svahani Trei Kroi Lomoli, why didn't he two psukim? Chad Lexus Yaim, Bechad Lexus Laila. That is, Adin Aksus Yaim, you have to be Meshe Bayaim. Psus Laila, you have to be Meshe Balaila. So Rashi, Chad Lexus Yaim, Bechad Lexus, as Rashi says, Stam Chavolem, Al pi bezdenu, dolo ishriach, dachotzis inish, likonis, bebayis, velitil metaltali, shaloi bershus. So mamela, so pashtin the Krua speaking about al pi bezden. So mamela, by the first posik Rashi said, the posik is speaking about, it says right before the ish, here, Stam Chavol, Api Beznu, Voshir, Tachot Savinish, Lakonis, Babayis, Velitil, Metaltali, Shaloi Bushus. So that's why, so it's Zichana talking about that he was Nichnas Labesai. Chadlux Sushem, Chadlux Suslaila, Bepeka Makabo, Maforish, Lakohochi. Zukt der Gemara weiter. Pasoyach tiftach. Now this pasuk is speaking about by tzedoke. Einli laniye ela laniye ircha. Laniye ira cheres minayim. Because the pasuk is speaking about laniye ircha. Laniye ira cheres minayim. Tamaloyim at pasoyach tiftach mikol mokem. Zachiv Tzedoke and an Yir Acheres. No Saint Titein is also a posik by Tzedoke. Hainli Elo Matone Merube. A posik is speaking about by Matone Merube or the say No Saint is a Loshen, the Sinach Shuve, or the say Layer Aincho is also speaking about a Matone Merube. Hainli Elo Matone Merube. Matone mu'etes minayim. How do you know the zachiv tzedoke by a matone mu'etes? Amaloyma nosein titein mikol moke. So trashi matone mu'etes minayim. Im efsheloch litein matone merube. So Rashi says pshat that the posik is coming to tell us. He says, you have a person that's a big nitzrich. He's coming to your house. He's a balchayv of $150,000. And all you can give is 50 cents. So, miyafshaloch litain matone merube, how do you know you should give the 50 cents? So that says the posik, titain mikolmok. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Now, the Rishayim ask a kasha, why do you need a posik? I say, he can't afford to give a big nesina. All he can give is 50 cents. So why do you need a posik for it? What's the chiddush? So therefore, other rishonim learn pshat, a different pshat in the Gemara. That matone merube means he's a big nitzrich. He needs it, We're talking about the same oif in the sinna. The noisin is the same oisha. But matonim berubah means he's a big nitzrach. Then there's a chiyuv to give him. What if he's a smaller nitzrach? Matonim oetos means it's not such a big tzoyrech. He won't have so much tzar if he won't. It's a tzoyrech, but it's not so necessary. That's a mat. There's also chiyuv tzedakah afilu on a smaller necessity. That's a taich amatonim oetos. That's how they learn pshat. But on Rashi, they ask this kasha. Push it. If he only has a little to give, so why do you need a posik to tell me you should give a little bit? He can't give more than his means are. I thought perhaps we can say pshat and Rashi. There's a moyadike base halevi that the drush litzdoke tells the tshuva base halevi. He brings down. Two lishaynis, and a gemara mesechtes baba basre. What is pshat in the mitzvah of tzedakah? The zakashe trunus nufus haroshe es trabekive. Makadosh Baruch Hu oyev aniyim madua einay mefarnesam. So Bekive told him a teretz. Rabbi Shlom Taker loves aniyim. Why doesn't he give them panose? It's not for them, it's for us. That's what the Bekive answered. Then, Tumas Nufus HaRoshe did not like this Teretz. He didn't like it at all. So he says, Chaker Tetanavla, he wants that they're giving him tzedakah, you're doing keneged rotzon Hashem. He didn't like this Teretz of Rabbi Kiva that he loves the aniyim. So he told him another time. So he asked him, Akasha, Sefaket, you're doing keneged rotzon Hashem. He wants to punish him. The Rabbi Yishlom, he wants, he shouldn't have panosa, and you're giving him panosa. So again, he asked Akasha, he didn't like Rabbi Kiva's teretz. So Rabbi Kiva told him a teretz. He says, Moshe lo'odom shesayne yes benoi. But they still bonim atam l'Hashem alakechem. They still bonim. So even though he's punishing him, but if someone gives him tzedakah, it's still a father, it's still a son, he's not angry. He's not doing keneged the rotzen. The deep down, the ov is happy that you're supporting, since it's benoi, bonim atam l'Hashem alakechem. So the Beis Halevi says there's a moiradik and afkamina between these two mahalchim and the Gemara. He says, according to the first mahalach in the Gemara, he says, the Rabbi Nishlam is oyev aniyim. He loves aniyim. Why did he make him an oni? Why did he put him in this predicament? La'atzalaisonu medina shalkihina. Agavuche, there's some sefer, and goin and mishlei. What's with the oni with Gehenim? So Pshat is the oni gets his Gehenim on this world. I mean, he gets his Gehenim over here. So he comes out Yenevelt, he has no problem. Leider, the one who is Panosa, he doesn't have the Gehenim on this world. So Lahatzalei Sonam Edinishal Gehenim. That's Zukta Beis HaLevi. He said, if that's the whole Mechuvin, so he says, what'll be if a person doesn't give Tzedakah? If someone knocked at his door. And this was, he didn't read between the lines. It said, and it says he needs tzedakah between the lines. Rabbi, you need to give tzedakah. Okay, anyway, he doesn't give it. So zukta beis halevi. So what'll be? So he says, Rabbi Shlom gave you an opportunity to be matzah you midina shalkan. You didn't take the opportunity. I don't think that's your adlock. But lemai says, so then Rabbi Shlom gives the ani panosa. The only reason he didn't give him panosel is lahatzalei sonam midina shel gehinam. So he says, if you're not taking the opportunity, the only kadosh baruch hu, so he'll give him the panosel. You're not giving him the panosel. You were offered an opportunity. Either you take it or you don't take it. But the only will get. If you won't give, the Rabbi Shalom will give him. And the Beis Halevi says, Amoyre de Kezach, according to this Mahalach in the Gemara, he says, others want to say, that if you'll give the tzedakah shalei lishma, it's irrelevant because the tachlis was niskayim, because the ani got the money. She says, no, yonchip is there wrong. The ani will get the money saiva. So if you don't give the rabbi shalom shalom to the money, it was given to you an opportunity to give tzedakah. If you give lishma, you have the mitzvah of tzedakah. If you don't give lishma, so you lost the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's the first mahalach in the Beis HaLevi. The second mahalach in the Beis HaLevi is, Tunas Nufas HaRosh did not like this. So he understood that the Oni, Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinai, the Oni is being punished. And if you won't give the Oni won't have Taka. But the Rabbi Shalom is not angry at you for giving the Oni because Bonem Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem. Yeah. So it comes out that Beis HaLevi says there's two mahalchim in the Gemara. What will, are you accomplishing, Legabi the Oni, are you accomplishing something by giving him tzedakah? According to the first Lashon, if you won't give, the Oni will get without you. And according to the second Lashon in the Gemara, the Oni won't get. The Rabbi Nishlom is Hakeh Soinoi. He wants to punish him. If you give him, the Rabbi Nishlom is Makir Toiv because it's Bonem Atam Hashem Elokeichem. So Lechayre, I thought, according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, perhaps we can understand the Havamin of the Gemara. That means we have an Oni that needs, he's a Balchayv of $150,000. Fine, he needs $150,000. If he doesn't come back in Eretz Yisrael and next week $150,000, they're kicking him out on the street. It's bitter. He needs $150,000. I have 50 cents to give him. Now, am I accomplishing anything with my 50 cents? L'chayr not. I mean, the 50 cents won't make it or break it. He's an oni. Good, I can't give him more, but am I accomplishing anything? So l'chayr, I'm not accomplishing anything. So this would be, I have a mean, so I'm not mechuyev to give him. That means if I'm accomplishing something with my tzedakah, so give him. But if I'm not accomplishing anything, this 50 cents won't make it or break it. So why should I give him? What am I doing? What am I accomplishing? Could be that was the Havamina of the Gemara, without the Tifta, without the Nosein Titein. What's the Maskone? So the Maskone perhaps can be one of the two. Either the Maskone is that there's a Seder, Pruta, Pruta, Mitzterefes, Lachez, Ben Gobel. This, Einachanami, Yum, Itzadat, Smacho, are not accomplishing anything. But there's a din pruta pruta mitzarefes l'chesh ben godu, or perhaps the gilei akros like the first lashon. It's not, you don't have to accomplish anything. The banishim will give them without you. But I'll kopon him. You have to give your 50 cents. I'll slatz slatz mochamidina shal diina. Perhaps that is pshat and shitas Rashi. If the Teres Chaim wants to say that another mahalach in the Gemara, the pasuk says later man yivarechecho, that the Rebbein Shalom will give a broche to the Nosein Tzedakah. So al kaponim he says that's the Nosein Titein mikol mokein. I would think the yivarechecho that the broche the Rebbein Shalom gives, yizichim achuiv to give. But that what is a fringe benefit of Tzedakah man yivarechecho. Perhaps that's only by matonim arube, by matonim oetes, there's no din of l'man yivarechecho. So the ribuy of titei mikol mokim is that there's a din l'man yivarechecho full of by matonim oetes. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Hanek Tanik, there's a kefil aloshin by Hanokim, and your Meshacha and Avedivri. So the Gemara says, "Ein li elosh nizborech habayis begloloi." That the bayis was nizborech begloloi. So Rashi says, "The hachik siv kro asher berachecha Hashem aleikecha titan lei." Mean you got a broche through him. So that means this Avedivri came to me. And Lamai said there was a Shefa Broche by me. So then there's a din of Hanoke. Leinis bebegloloi manikim. Leinis borech habayis begloloi minai. How do we know if leinis borech habayis begloloi that is a chivanoke? Tamad loima hanik tanik. So even lo leinis borech is also a chiv. Ularabuloza benazar yedoma nisborech habayis begloloi manikim loi. Loin is borech habayis begloloi ein manikim. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah taket loin pshat the posik kipshutai. The posik says shabayrach Hashem olakechot italoi. There was a broche. So Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, the whole chiyuv anoke is datke when there was a broche. Loin is borech habayis begloloi ein manikim. Is tanik lomoli. So what did Rabbi Loza ben Azariah do with the tanik? So the Gemara says, Dibra Teure Teloshen b'nei Adam. That in the Hanami, they don't, that's the Teloshen b'nei Adam, that the Pasuk says, Hanik tanik, but we don't darshan anything from the Pasuk. Haveit tavitenu. Says, you shall lend someone money. It's a very interesting Gemara. Ainli Elo Sha'ainloi Vaine Roitzeli is Parmes. This mitzvah of Halvo is that Ainloi, that means he doesn't have any money. Vaine Roitzeli is Parmes. And he doesn't want to get tzedakah. He doesn't want to take tzedakah. So we have a dilemma over here. That means he doesn't have any money. He doesn't want it to take tzedakah. Amar Achmona ten loy derech halva. So the pasuk says that's the havei. Lend him. That means lend him. Lending him money. The Gemara in Ksuba says a very interesting zach. You asked him, do you have a mashkin for the choyv? And he says, so he feels very good. He's like lending me money. No, I don't have a mashkin. No, no. I'll lend you and I trust you. Really, this halva is halva given with an understanding that he won't pay back. But give it to him derech halva. He should have his decency, he should have covered. And ainli ella sha'ain loy veine reisel is parmes. Ona rachmona ten loy derech halva. Lend him. What yesh loy veine reisel is parmes minai. Oh, a merdike zach. A person has money. He has kakois, he has everything. But he doesn't want to use the money for some reason. And he comes to Kupas Ezra, he wants to die. The money that he has, he doesn't want to use. So he comes to Kupas Ezra, he comes and tells them, you know, I don't have anything for Shabbos, of course, I don't have any money. My bank account is no money. He has a house that's worth $800,000. I don't have. I don't sell the house. I don't know, I want to. So he's coming for Nadava. He's coming for Nadava. And Takalesh obviously didn't have. I mean, he won't. If you won't give him, he won't need Takalesh for Shabbos. Yeshloi, Veine Reitzeli is Parnes. He has money, but he doesn't want to use that money, and he's asking for another. Minayin, Tamadloi Metaviten. So we give him Tzedakah. What shall we give him Tzedakah? I mean, he could give him tzedakah, so all that each week we give him money from Kupas Ezra, and Kupas Ezra saves the stubs. And after when he dies, so then the Yer the Nechosav, the whole thing was a halva. That means we give him b'teira, he won't take halva. He's up to tzedakah, either tzedakah or nothing. So we give it him b'ein of b'teiras tzedakah, you want tzedakah, here's tzedakah, and later, after he dies, we're goyim. So that's the tavi tenor. That's the case of yesh loy, he has nechosim, vein eroitzel isparnes, minayin, tamad loyma tavitenu mikol mokim. So you make it alvor, even though to him you're saying it's a matok. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi she'ein loy mimashe yisparnes, odovein eroitze b'yisparnes mishaloch b'matone. He doesn't want tzedakah. He doesn't have. He doesn't want to accept tzedakah. He has a pride, a decency. Lend him. And the mailer, then, if he doesn't have to pay back, forget about it. Yesh loy, because Be'etzim is entitled to tzedakah. What is yesh loy vein eretzel isparnis mishaloy ela mishaloch? If I kept the case, he has nechosim, but he doesn't want to use these nechosim. Ela mishaloch. Minayim shatachayiv la'avito, you have to lend them. That means you give him, you tell him it's Peteiros Tzedoke, and Lachemisa will be given in the Chosav. Ochemephorish Beksubis, Perik Metzias Eish. So that is the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds there are two cases of Halvo. One case of Halvo, which Be'etzim is a Tzedoke, since he doesn't have to pay up. There's another case of Alvo, which we're telling him it's tzedakah, but eventually, lachem isosay will be given minachosa. Ula Rab Shimon da Oma, yesh loy vein eroitzel isparnes, ein niskokin loy, tavitenu lamoli. So what does Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon says, no, if he has nachosim, he comes to Kupas Ezra Temche Shabbos, and he's talking like, and Shuldik, you have a house, sell the house, he won't live in a mansion. And he's talking like, so Tavitenu Lamali, so what's the mutadik at Tavitenu? So Dibratoire Koloshin B'nai Odom. So Dibratoire Koloshin B'nai Odom, that means it's, doesn't come Lidrosha. Let us see Taisvis. Dibra Teire Keloshim B'nayam. So we have here, our Gemara said, two Tanoim said Dibra Teire Keloshim B'nayam. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rab Shimon. They said that by Hanik Sanik and by Ave Tabitan. Vim Taima V'chiles Lohu Kol Hani Droshes Talel. I mean, we had a whole fettle of Lashonis Kfulois, which we darshan from them halachis, and they don't hold of all these droshes. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Balibe de Rab Shimon, it says klar, Rab Shimon holds that the Tavitenu, he doesn't darshan, and it's Dibra Torah Koloshim B'nai Odom. There we had, it said, Hokim Tokim. We had a Kefa Loshin. It said Hokim Tokim. Then by Prike, it said, Ozif Tazai. We asked, according to Rab Shimon, why they need both Psukim? Rab Shimon holds that Tin is also Bechinam. So the Rab Shimon said, Loi Misai Mikro. Abu Bekitzer, it seems, we asked Akasha, why do you need the Kefal Aloshin according to Rab Shimon? And Rab Shimon said, because I wouldn't know which Posik is speaking about, Prike, which Posik is speaking about Tina, that's why I need to Psuk it. But it seems that the Rash of the Loshin Kfula Rab Shimon also holds up. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Oboroshe Shone, Dorish Nami Rab Shimon, Aser Ta Aser, Echod Maisa Dogon, Bechod Maisa Bein. So we see clearly, Rab Shimon also darshins from the Kefal Aloshin. So that's Taisvis Kasha. Vieshloima, the Davka, Hoche, Bahani, Trei Kroi, Amrin, and Dibra Teure, Koloshin, Bnei Odom. Mishum de muchachi kroy. So Tosfos says, that what the Gemara says, Rabbi Eleazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Shimon say, Dibra Torah Kaloshim ben Yodom, this is Davke by these psukim, because the Posik says clearly, not like the Drash, V'chsiv Dei Machsoiroi, it says, Avit Avitenu Dei Machsoiroi. So Rabbi Shimon says, you can't say that the Posik is speaking about that Yeshloi, that he has. If he has, it's not Dei Machsoiroi. So there, Rab Shimon did not want to use the Kefil HaLoshen to be Mavkiya Pashtei Dekro. The Pasuk says, Dei Machsoiroi, and you're going to tell me that it's coming to tell us Afilu is a Din Taviten, Afilu, he's not a Baal Chesor, Afilu, he is. Ube'idach Siv, and Rab Lezer Rab Zayis Pasuk, Asher Berachecho. It says clearly Shabirachacha, so you're telling me that the Tanik is coming to tell me Phil there was no bracha. Here, that means if the drash is such a drash which is kineged pashtei dekro, then they hold, I don't darshan like that. So what do you do with the kefil aloshin? It's dibratari kaloshin b'nayot. Bareisha shoyu da'oma im gonev yigonev. Ainly Elo Gneivo, they're speaking about Hashem Asocha, Rishayev and Gneive. Ainly Elo Gneive, Aveidim Inayim. How do you know Hashem Asocha is Chayev and Gneive? And Aveidim, Talmud Loima, Yigonev. Fine. Uporech, Frekte Gemore, Laman, Diyomar, Dibratere, Kaloshim, Bnei Odom, Ma'ika, Lameima. If you're Dibratere, Kaloshim, Bnei Odom, So this is not the way Tosfos was saying. Tosfos was saying that everyone holds that we darsh in a kefil loshen. We only say dibra teire kaloshen b'nei Adam if there's a raya from the pasuk fakert, then we don't use it. So what's pshan the gemara over there? L'man diyom dibra teire kaloshen b'nei Adam ikal amayim. So Taisvi says, Hosam nami ika oichocho de gneve mashme davke gneve v'loi aveide. They're also mi pashtei dekro vaistois, not like your drash. That means you're telling me yigonev is coming to be marva aveide. How could you say yigonev means to be marva aveide if it says yigonev, which means gneve? So, forget, that is, this sheet is tanoim. That if the Pashtei Dekro is the heper of your drash, then we don't make such a drash, and then we say Dibra Teire Kaloshim B'Nayot. Let us go a little further. Zokta Gemore Hoya Botel Minasela. If the person who was Meshiv, the Aveda was Botel Minasela, that means if he would have worked, he would have made a Sela, Lo yoima lo tenli sela, so he can't ask the Baal Aveda, listen, I spent a day returning your Aveda, I could have made a sela, give me a sela. Ala noisen lo schoroi kepoil. You don't give him a sela, ala noisen lo schoroi kepoil. Tono noisen lo schoroi kepoil bottle. My kepoil bottle. Amar Abaye kepoil bottle shall oisem aloche the bottle minay. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, my kepoil bottle, you give him like a poil bottle, a poil who's not doing anything. Valoi einoi bottle, he's not bottle, shrei tereach, he's special bosso. U mas nisen toni. And the Mishnah says, "Noisn loy kishir sheyiltze poyel." So, as this in Tony, "Noisn loy kishir sheyiltze poyel litoil lehisrapes mimeloche v'leishe bottle." I mean, here it says in the Masnisa, it says, "You give him like a person who is not working and leishe bottle." He's not alei shevotel. He's doing something. He's teirech by shavosa. So the Gemara says, no, that's what it says in the Baraisa, kapoyel bottle shloisem aloch in the bottle mitam. Kama odom roitze litel. How much a person is maskim to take. The livchois mischore, and to whittle down from the money he makes, the bottle mimeloche zuk veide shu oisek ba. That means at every day he works, he has a difficult job. He makes a good salary. So how much money would he be maskim that one day he shouldn't have to work so hard? V'lasek b'meloche kala kazu. And that means good. He's also doing something. He's not botel lagamri. So how much would he be maskim to whittle down from his chires doing an easier meloche? Hakel lefikay v'dam meloche b'ribischa yesh meloche sheteichokal schor rav aichilof. That is the Mishnah. Im yesh shom bezden, masne bifnei. But the Mishnah says further, if he does not want to have vacation this day, he wants to work and make his full salary. Im yesh shom bezden, masne bifnei. So then you make a tnai bifnei bezden, you tell bezden, listen, I don't want to give up my job today. If the Baal Aveda will give me how much I would make today, then I'll be Meshiv the Aveda. And then he makes such a tnai bifnei Bezdin. Bezdin is Mevarev, it's taken that way, and Bezdin says, Enechanami, the Baal Aveda is Mechuyev to pay him how much he's demanding. Issa v'Rav Safra Ovid Iske Bahadi Adodi. Issa and Rav Safra were shutfin, and they did a business together, bishutfus. Then, also Rav Safra polygly, then Rav Safra wanted to divide up the shutfus. So, they were shutfin in a certain schoire. So Rav Safra went, polygly beloy daite de Issa, that means Issa was unaware how the chalukah was, but he made a chalukah without informing Issa. Ba'apei beitrei, but when he made the chalukah, there were two edim there. So how he made the chalukah? Issa felt ba'avut. You make a chalukah without my knowledge. Also lekamei the rabbi baravut. So Issa came to rabbi baravut. Omalei, so Rabbi Ravuna told him, Zil Aisi Tlosa the Palgis Kamayu, bring to me the Bezdin, that you were Machalik the Schoire, in front of them. You bring me the Bezdin, so we'll hear what Bezdin has to say. If it was a fair Chaluke, Inami, or if you don't have the whole Bezdin, Trei Migoy Tlosa, two of the three dayanim should come and be made that you made a fair chaluk. Vinami, if you can't bring any of the bezin, treisadi the palgis ba'api beit losa. Bring me two eidim that will be made that you made a chaluk in front of bezin. Abba Bekitzer, Rabbi Bar Ravuna, it seems, was sticking up for Yisr. He said, this chaluk that you made in front of two eidim is worthless. You'd make a chaluk in front of bezin. So either bring me the Bezdin, or two of the three of the Bezdin, or two Eidim, that's all the Chalukya Bifnei Bezdin. And then the Chalukya is a Teres Chalukya. Now, Rav Safra was not convinced that this Psak was the right Psak. So he asked him, Omalei Minoloch, how do you know this, that you have to make a Chalukya in front of Bezdin? I mean, who told you this? Omalei, so Rabbi Bar Ravuna told Rav Safra, this is not a Mishnah. Im yesh shom bezdin, we learned in our Mishnah, if a person was meshim and aveidim, and he wants to get back his full schiris, or else he doesn't want to be meishiv l'aveide, is masna bifneim. So he goes to Beis Din, and he tells Beis Din, I'm returning the aveide on one condition, that I'm going to get back my day salary. Ain't shom Beis Din, it says further in the mission, if there's no Beis Din, bifnei mi yasne, so he's no one to make this naif on him, shaloi koidem. So then you go and work that day, don't be meishiv d'aveide. I'm a chuyim to be meishiv d'aveide. If you want to, you want to get paid a day salary, there's no Beis Din to be master. Bekitzer, it says in the Mishnah that if you want to make such a condition that you want to get your full salary, this has to be done bifnei Beis Din. Amalei, so Rav Safra told them, and should it. That's a comparison to our, to my case. Chosom demapik mamoine mahai umoisiv lahai. Over there, that means like this, that let's say he makes $50 a day. So Lamai says, so you're going to say that the Baal Aveda is to give him $50. To give $50. Who says the Baal Aveda is masking to give $50? I guess, to give $50. So that you need a shuma of Beis Din. There we need a Beis Din that says you should return the aveide, and he has to pay you your salary, your full salary. That's over there. Hosam the mapik mamoine mahai, you're taking away money from the Baal aveide. Umoisiv lahai, and you're giving it to the meishiv aveide. Being a Beis Din, then you're a Beis Din takech. I mean, some say that the person, Beis Din has to decide if it's worthwhile for the Oyved Aveda to pay the Meshiv Aveda a full salary. So there, and you're going to be mighty mumin from the Oyved Aveda. There, you need a Beis Din. Avol Hoche, but over here, I'm taking away from Issa, the Dishokli. We were Shutvim. I wanted to divide now the shutvis. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm taking away my schayra, we were shutvim. Gili milse baume. So you just have to see that there was a fair chaluke. So betray sadi, you betray sagile. You don't need a Beis Din. There were two edim. After you told me a whole thing, I have to bring Beis Din. You don't need Beis Din. I write from our Mishnah, Zustel to our Mishnah. Teda, I'll bring you a raya. This nan, a person is only taking what belongs to him, so then you don't need a Beis Din. This nan, almone meicheres, shaloi bifnei Beis Din. An almone, that is meicher, the nichse yisaimim, they owe her mezainis, and she sells it for her mezainis. She don't need a Beis Din. I mean, she's taking what rightfully belongs to us. So there you don't need a Beis Din. Omar le'abaye, so it seems, Rabbi Bar Avuna had nothing to say. I mean, Rabbi Bar Avuna brought a raya from our Mishnah, and Rav Safra told him, and Shuldik, it's no comparison at all, our Mishnah, to what I did. Amalei Abayev, mi itmar alo, Amar Rav Yosef, Barmin Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, almone eine tzriche Beis Din shel mumchem. You don't need a Beis Din shel mumchem, alva tzriche Beis Din shel adyoites. You don't need the mumchim in aloche, but you need a Beis Din shel adyoites. There is a concept of a Beis Din. So memele, so from adarabba, from what the Mishnah you brought a raya from, is a raya against you. There is a tzorech of Beis Din. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, Polak Beschoire, Lehoye Mois, wasn't money, Eladova had Sorech Shumit, something that has to be evaluated, and this was done Bifnei to Eidem. Now, the Rabbi Baravune told him, bring me either the whole bezin, or trei mi goit losa, shnai min a shloisha yavoyu, the yeidu loima shloisha yinu, they'll say we were a bezin, good, the whole bezin doesn't have to come. And he brought a raya, im yesham bezin, ustam bezin shloisha, alma ein toich lahavke momoin ze, eitzel ze, bepochais mi shloisha. So Rav Safra Taine did you take a mighty moment from the Yoved Aved, so they're taking it a bezin. Yet a gili milse sheyedu shechalakti bishov that I made a chluki bishov. Nibor araya almona nizaynis menichsi yisaymim meicheres lom zayne shaloi bebezin. Bavachi yiru shnayim shaloi timker bezil. All you need is two people. So Abaye told him, Anshudik, Rav Nachman said, you need two people, you need a bezin, but you don't need a bezin, shel mumchem. That's what you need. Let us just start the Tosfos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. In yesh shom bezdin yasne bifneim. She yishalem loy koma she yistake b'meloche shu oise. That if there's a bezin, he makes a tanai that the Baal Aveda will pay him all the money that he would make if he worked that day. V'im ein bezin, lo yoshiv, if there's no bezin, so he's not mechuyiv to return. Kivin she'im yoshiv, lo yeheloi ela kapoyel bottle. That means if he returns without bezin, he'll only get kapoyel bottle. He won't get the full salary. Avolim einay oisem aloche yoshe bechina. If he doesn't have any job whatsoever, then it's taki yoshe bechina. So that is the. So we have here three. We have here three oifanim. If he's masna b'fnei bezin, he gets the full schiras. If he's not master b'fnei bezin, he gets kapoyel bottle. If he b'chal is not working, he's meishev b'china. B'im toima, la'el denoka, isha hoysa shaloi merube. It said, we learn out that if he, his schiris is worth more than the aveide, so then he's not mechuyev to return it. It says, Layya Bacha Evyon. You're not mechuyev to be ma'ani yourself because of Yanam Zaved. Bim Taima, La'el de Noket Aisha Hoysa Shaloi Merube Hechidok. What is the case? E leke bezdin, if there's no bezdin, afilo mu'etis namin aveda lo yoshiv. Even if it's less than aveda, it's also not mechuyev to return, because he'll only get kepoyel bottle. Ve'i bifnei bezdin, and if there is a bezdin, ki nami ein merube, afilu his salary is not more than the aveide. Ela shovel aveide, it's equivalent to the aveide. Lomu yasnu bezdin liten loy kol schorei mkema yavichu abaylim. So Tosfos asked the Kasha on the Loshon of the Gemara before. The Gemara before said that the only time he's potter to be meishiv if shaloi merube mishal chaver. For Tosfos, it's not true. A fellow it's equivalent to the aveide. He's also not mechuyev to return it because bezin will never paskin that the Bailam should pay him, because what are the Bailam gaining from the Shabbos Aved? V'yeshloima, the nafgemina l'kushre d'chiyusa o'y l'tilche yisayre. So Taisha says, no, this Hamayodik Nafkamine. If he will get paid the exact shavius of the Aveda, it's worthwhile for the Baal Aveda. Because the Baal Aveda, let's say we're speaking about an animal, this animal knows him, this animal is broken in, so it's worthwhile for him to pay the full value of the animal, but he'll get back his same animal instead of buying a different animal. Or the tiche yiseira, or the tiche which is involved to purchase another animal. So, enochanami, till the exact shavius of the aveda, he, Bezin, will be masking to that the bailam is mechuyif to pay him, because it's still worthwhile for the bailam. If it's more than the aveda's worth, then we have a klal yibach ha'ebyoin, and you're not mechuyif to return it.